What's your goal, Dan? Are you looking to move up in the point standings? Does that matter to you?
You know, absolutely. We'd like to, you know, we got sixth, and realistically, even fifth is there within reach. The higher you climb, obviously, you know, you hope you're playing like a lesser opponent in the first round, but with selection round, it doesn't matter as much. The big thing for us is playing the right way. You know, we have six games left here to kind of fine tune ourselves and get ourselves going on a roll here going into playoffs with, you know, with best of three rounds. You know, a team that's going in hot can be dangerous no matter what seed they are.
How about, I know we talked a couple weeks ago, you talked about getting healthy. Is that part of your goal too? Will there be guys maybe that you might sit out a game to get some rest, or are you pretty healthy at this point?
There's still some guys that could use some rest. We, you know, we sat out Armstrong one game there in Evansville just to kind of give his body a bit of rest. Up front, some guys have been used pretty regularly and a lot of minutes throughout the season. So, you know, may get a couple college bodies in throughout this next week or two just to give those guys a rest and have them feeling good about themselves going into playoffs.
I notice you're still tinkering, making a few last-minute moves here the past couple days. Is that something they allow in the SPHL right up to playoff time? There's no freeze on rosters ahead of the playoffs or anything like that?
No, the only thing that happened, like, we passed our trade deadline, but so all that does is eliminate, like, team-to-team deals. We tinkered with a couple moves there the other day. And quite honestly, you know, I talked to our guys today in the dressing room. I don't think our effort was good enough in Evansville. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's still a tryout until the day our playoff roster is set. And I'm going to go in with the best 19 guys that I think can win us a championship. So, you know, we ran into that last year, a very tough decision. But we had Grant Garvin come in for the last weekend or two with us straight out of college. And he worked his butt off and earned a job in the playoffs.
We'll talk with Roanoke Railyard Dogs head coach Dan Brenner. A couple more questions. Just talk about six games left, four home games, two road games. Would you like to, you know, build a little momentum at this point, be on a winning streak as you go into the playoffs? Or what are you telling you guys about getting ready for the playoffs?
Absolutely. There's a couple of things we've discussed. You know, getting on a roll and going into short playoffs is huge. Like I said, with three rounds best of three, if you go in with some momentum, you know, that can be all it really takes. And then beyond that, too, you know, just from the outside looking in, you want to go in hot, especially that selection round. If we can put together a little bit of a streak here going in, it definitely affects those top teams, whether they're going to pick you and how they feel about picking you, you know?
First home weekend in like 33 days or something. You think the crowd will be jacked up? Do you think you guys will be a little more jacked up tomorrow night?
I expect we will. You know, you could see it in Evansville in our last road games there, you know, being on the road for 5 weeks straight. The guys were feeling it. The energy wasn't quite where we wanted it. So I expect our guys will come out with a lot of pop. And as far as our crowd, we always have the best crowd in the SPHL, and I hope that doesn't change this coming weekend.
All right, Dan, sounds good. Goaltending going well?
Yeah, you know, Caffrey got his first shutout of the year on Saturday, and to be honest, I think he probably deserved one or two more throughout the season, and it was kind of our players up front, forwards and D, that kind of let him down on that. So it's good to see him get rewarded. Super confident with him going forward.